I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. The Speaker of Montana's House is hoping to extend the life of the coal-fired power plants in Colstrip by offering their operators loans to keep them running for at least the next 5 years. Austin Knudsen's proposal would allow the state to give up to $10 million a year in loans if the money is used to keep the coal-fired plant's older two units open until their scheduled close date of July 2022.
The closure of this plant will have a devastating impact on the town of Colstrip and on eastern Montana. This is an important issue, and we wanted to come up with something to try to help keep this thing open as long as we can.
A lawsuit settled last year between environmental groups and the owners of Colstrip requires the two older units of the plant's four coal-fired generators to shut down by 2022. But there's a chance that could happen sooner. John Metropolis is with Talon Montana, a 50% owner of the power generating units scheduled to shut down. He says the company is losing an average of $30 million a year keeping Colstrip units 1 and 2 open. Talon is not a publicly regulated utility like the plant's other owners, and so it can't pass the cost of keeping the plant open onto its ratepayers.
It's possible that Talon Montana will close in this calendar year, 2017. It's our hope to be open until July 1st, 2022 at the least. And we hope you pass this bill to help us find a way to do that.
Metropolis said that Talon's bill isn't a guarantee that Talon will keep Colstrip Units 1 and 2 open, but it may help move the company in that direction. A spokesman from a local Boilermakers union also testified in support of the bill, saying whatever happens with the power plant will impact his workers. The only testimony opposing the bill came from the Montana Environmental Information Center. MEIC was among the organizations that filed suit under the Federal Clean Air Act that eventually resulted in the agreement to close Colstrip Units 1 and 2. MEIC Executive Director Ann Hedges says she softly opposes the bill out of concern that Talon may not be able to pay back any money that it borrows from the state's Board of Investments.
There's no guarantee the state of Montana, if something happens to Talon, that the state of Montana isn't going to be left having to pay for Talon's cleanup costs, and I don't want that to happen.
Talon Energy Representative John Metropolis says the company would be able to prove that it could repay a loan if it applied for one under this legislation. The House Energy, Technology, and Federal Relations Committee did not immediately vote on the bill. I'm Eric Whitney, Montana Public Radio.